Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Do we blow shofar or not? Min HaTorah, the mitzvah of Tkiyah shofar, is even on Shabbos. There's no Isra Malacha Deraisa. When you blow shofar, it's considered a chachma ve'ena malacha. Now the Rabbanah were geyser not to blow shofar on Shabbos, for the same reason they were geyser not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, and not to take an esrig on Shabbos, esrig and lulav. They were scared, you're not going to know what to do with it, and you're going to say, let me go to an expert to learn, and you're going to carry it for amos in the Rishos HaRabbah. That's called the Gzeira of Rabbah. Rabbah is the one who explains this Gzeira. However, the Gzeira didn't apply to all places. In the Beis HaMikdash, they did blow shofar. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shechali is B'Shabbos, Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the falls on Shabbos. Ba-Mikdash. Ba-Mikdash means in the Lishkas HaGazis, the place where the main Sanhedrin met. Hoya Taikim, they would blow shofar. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Batanura explains, the Rabbanim were not geyser, a shvus. A shvus means an isser where they don't allow us to do something on Shabbos out of concern it may come to an isser deraisa, like not blowing shofar on Shabbos because it may come to carrying it. Avaloi b'medina, but they could not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah would fall on Shabbos b'medina. What does medina mean? Rashi and most Rishonim learn that medina means throughout Yerushalayim, and of course not in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam disagrees, as the Batanura brings the Rambam over here. According to the Rambam, in this Mishnah, all of Yerushalayim is referred to as Mikdash because it has more Kiddush than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, they were able to blow Shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, throughout Yerushalayim, just not in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, we're referring to the second Beis HaMikdash. Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh, who was the Nasi during the time of the Churban, he was Mesakeh and he made a Takana. Sheitoken b'chal makim sheyesh by Bezin. Chiddush being, even if Bezin isn't officially stationed in a certain place, they just happen to be there, it's okay for them to blow on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar has a different interpretation as to what the takon of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh was. Like Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh ela biyavne bulvat. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh was only Mesakeh that they should blow in Yavne, because in Yavne you had the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla had to leave the Lishkas HaGazis, and they were in Galus. They went to different places. In the times of Rav Yechon ben Zakeh, they were in Yavne. If you remember, Yavne was one of the things that the Roman emperor, or general soon to become emperor, promised that he would grant as a kind of a gift to Rav Yechon ben Zakeh. In other words, he would not destroy it. So the Tanakhama seems to suggest that you can blow shofar not only where the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was, even the Sanhedrin Ketana. Remember, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla has 71 members. The Sanhedrin Ketana has 23. We've discussed in the earlier Perek the difference between the Sanhedrin Gedoyla that was the main Sanhedrin, that was by the Lishkas HaGazis, as opposed to the Sanhedrin Ketana. So the Tanakhama says, wherever you have a Bezdin, wherever they're passing through, even a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, Kumt, Rabbi Elazar, he says, it's not what Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh meant. He meant only in Yavne. It has to be the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Elazar, why are you saying that? Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh's takana was Echad Yavne, whether in Yavne, Vechad Kalmakam Sheyesh by Bezin. So wait a second, isn't the Amrulai saying the same thing that the Tanakhama does? Zakti Gemara, no. There are actually three Shitas over here. According to the Tanakhama, it doesn't have to be the Bezin HaGadol. It could be a Bezin of Chav Gimel, in other words, a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, and it doesn't have to be in their official place. It can be anywhere they happen to be. That was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh's takana. So the Tanakhama is like the most permission-giving when it comes to blowing shofar Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. He says it doesn't have to be the Bezin HaGadol, and it doesn't have to be when they're in their base. It could be a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel that just happens to be passing through. Rebbe Lazar is the most machmer. He says, no, only the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. And it has to be in the official place where they're stationed. And then we have the Amrulai. They're like in the middle. They agree with the Tanakhama that it does not have to be the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Even the Bezin Shel Chav Gimel can blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. They disagree with the Tanakhama that it could be anywhere. It does have to be in a station place where their official place is. Today, however, we don't have any Tkiyah shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah because we don't have even a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel. There is another opinion. It's the opinion of the Rif that according to the Amrulai and according to the Tanakama, you can blow shofar even by a bezin shel shloisha. And the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Amrulai is whether or not the bezin has to officially have smicha. According to the Tanakama, they don't have to have the official smicha. It comes down from Moshe Rabbein. It has to be a chash of a bezin. So according to that shita, you would technically be allowed to even blow bezman hazeh with a bezin chash of shel shloisha. And there was such a story, Taka, that the Rif blew in his bezin on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, but he was the only one. No one else did that. And it was never accepted throughout the generations. In any event, so according to the Rif, the Tanakam in our Mishnah holds any bezin of three, even if they don't officially have smicha. According to Rabbi Lazar, it has to be the bezin HaGadol in Yavna. And according to the Amrulai, he says, look, it doesn't have to be the bezin HaGadol. It doesn't even have to be the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, but at least it has to be a bezin with smicha. We have explained many times that Bezman is that we don't have that real smicha. That smicha that goes straight up from Moshe Rabbeinu.